Because
he has to
love it.
It's Monday, November 20th, 2006.
It's time for another exciting episode
of Crash
Test
Radio.
Very good.
Tom the intern, how you feeling?
I feel wonderful.
Beautiful.
Let's check in with Johnny boy. Johnny, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Johnny just got back from Vegas.
He did.
Yeah, and you're already starting to annoy me.
Why?
I don't know.
John's already miserable for the surprise of the century.
I don't know.
Well, how exciting.
It's true. Well, welcome to another fine installment of Crash Test Radio.
We have so much to go over tonight. It is ridiculous. We are definitely running over the hour mark tonight.
Oh, are we? Without even asking kids if we should stay on or not?
No, we don't have to do that tonight. I'm calling it right now.
Well, that's good because we should never ask them because they always say yes, and the answer usually at that point is no.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Pretty much.
Correct.
John agrees. So are we getting right to John's... He's already you're text messaging. You do a 1 hour radio show once a week, and you're on your fucking phone.
I don't understand. You just spent 4 days with this person,
and 4 hours over the past while me and Rocco were trying to set shit up. You were out on the phone.
What was his, what's his name again?
Vegas.
Oh.
Steve.
I wasn't even texting her. I was texting somebody else.
All right, so let's get into the little backstory here.
I'm done.
Backstory. Let's hear it, Rocco.
A couple
months
ago.
Do you have any backstory music?
No.
Ah, damn you.
A couple of months ago, John went to Vegas.
He did.
He met a beautiful young lady. Sure. They hit it off. Unfortunately, at the time,
she was kind of marriage.
She was kind of tied up.
Marriage.
She Can Goat. I keep going, John? Or go you look ahead, like you want to fucking
no, go ahead.
Beat my ass.
You stop jerking your microphone off, Rocco, by the way. Rocco's sitting here. He's like nervous. He's going up and down with his hand on his microphone. And stop. It's annoying.
And he's staring at me as he's like pretending.
At least he's looking at
mic.
You this show. That makes you happy, doesn't it?
I guess.
So
John went to Vegas. He hit it off with a nice young lady, as I said. But unfortunately, she was a little unattainable at the time. And... I guess things have kind of changed a little bit, and John went out there this weekend to spend some time with her, and how'd it go?
How did it go?
It went wonderful, actually.
Swimmingly?
Swimmingly. Swell.
It, what'd it you guys do? Swell. Did you play mini golf?
No, actually, we didn't. I thought about it, but no, I didn't.
Did you gamble?
No, I did not gamble.
Did you have sex?
That's the thing. I mean, John's the only person I know who can go to Vegas and not gamble at all.
Well, it was very tempting too because I was telling him one of the casinos I walked through like during the day.
You walked I thought you just like stayed on the outskirts was my guess. That's
no,
why you didn't gamble.
Me and John actually I helped John book his trip to Vegas originally and he actually ended up getting help from someone else, but I pretty much found the same hotel.
Let me tell you about this fucking hotel.
Where'd you stay? What hotel?
It was called Wild Wild West Hotel.
Did they have like dollar blackjack tables?
Hold on, and it wasn't even called hotel and casino. It's like hotel and
cast because the rest of the letters
weird.
Were burnt out.
Let me tell you, it was like yeah. I was so it was like
thanks, Tom Andrew.
Walking into that hotel to check in was like walking back into 1983. Like
yeah,
you know when you go into like a casino.
I don't remember 1983 too much. I was one.
Yeah. But when you walk into like a hotel, you get like a digital, looks like a credit card as a key.
Yeah.
Right, and you just throw them away. You keep throwing away whatever they
yeah.
want them.
Yeah.
This one
had keys.
Was a gray plastic.
Was it the thing with the circles in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Punched out holes.
Yeah, the punched out holes to get in the door. That's
and
crazy
it wasn't
shit.
Even
shut this fucking song over, yeah. Jesus.
It's the biggest vacation
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You asked me for
rock,
fucking
paper, scissors.
You asked me for fucking story music.
You know what? He's telling me about the hotel. I don't really care. I want to know what happened with this chick.
Oh, it's called the gambling hall. That's what
okay.
Not
tell me
casino,
about this chick. Forget that.
Hall.
Stop changing the subject. So you went out to view to hang out with a married chick.
Wait, you don't want me to continue my conversation about the hotel and how disgusting?
I don't care about the hotel. No one cares about the hotel. We want to know about you and the married woman.
So how'd it go?
It went good. Yeah.
I saw that picture that you put up on MySpace with you with her arm around you and she had a wedding ring on. Does that bother you at all?
I photoshopped that out.
Yeah, sure.
I did.
This is for you, Johnny.
Thanks.
Well, John flew to Vegas for a booty call. For a booty call, he flew to Vegas. Now John's been in super pussy mode. He went to shoot his load in Las Vegas. Sooner or later, John will be a dad. He'll be a dad. What a freaking douchebag. Viva vagina. Viva vagina. Viva vagina. Viva. Viva vagina.
The voice crack does it. Rocco, your first song parody on the show. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very
Absolutely
much.
Absolutely beautiful. So are you? Can we get her on the phone?
Is this official? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend now?
Are you guys married?
No, we are not married.
Will I be invited to the wedding?
If that day comes, yes.
When that day comes?
Wait, what's the situation stand at now?
Yeah, is she moving here? What's the deal?
Yeah, she is moving here.
With the little one, or is she leaving him behind? Say, so fuck it.
Leave the kid with the guy.
With your mom? Yeah.
You don't have a very big room. good one, Tom the Intern.
God, I hate you guys.
Is she leaving her husband because of you? Seriously.
No comment?
No, for other reasons as well.
Are you?
I didn't help.
Are you, so she wasn't getting divorced when you met her?
She was in the, like, it was in her mind.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? Like I said, I didn't help.
Can we get her on the phone? I want to know some things about your trip from her.
Is she listening?
She is listening right now.
Is she disgusted with us? We won't be mean.
I know you're not going to be mean.
We're not mean.
We're not mean. I'll even shut my microphone off so she can't hear me.
She doesn't
the Jews. She just heard that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Is that okay? Is she upset?
She instant messaged me. She just
to all the listeners who hate John.
She's not calling in.
She's not calling
in?
No,
she's not calling.
All right.
To all the listeners who hate John, you should all be happy to know John is in a very uncomfortable mood right now. I can tell the way he's like moving around.
His hands are clasped together.
He's so nice, too.
He is. He's being really nice. He's not angry.
I'm very uncomfortable. I actually can't wait till this is over. This conversation
We can move on. You had a great trip to Vegas.
Yes.
You ruined your home wrecker officially. So we give you the Crash Test Radio home wrecker award.
Is my face as red as my shirt right now? Like, I can't even look at you guys in the eye.
It's close. No, I know. You're like fiddling with everything. You're very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. All right, let's put the listeners back in the mood to hate John.
This song is so good. I can't wait to hear it.
John's a asshole, dickhead, dildo. John's t-shirts are way too tight, and his snaggle 2 points to the right. John's an asshole, like, dickhead, dildo, super baldo, does nothing for the show. John's an asshole, dickhead, dildo, super baldo, does nothing for the show. John's an asshole, dickhead, dildo, super baldo, does nothing for the show. John's an asshole, dickhead, dildo, super baldo, does nothing for the show. John's an asshole, dickhead, dildo, super baldo, does nothing for the show. Stupid dildo.
I love your voice. You have this. Yeah, you have this rasp on your voice.
I'm so glad I didn't hear that before.
That's unbelievable.
That's for the listeners. I came up with that. Actually, last night I was driving with my girlfriend. Actually, I had the idea for it for a while, and I couldn't think of the words. I was stuck after asshole. The dildo
homo
part.
Thing is amazing, though. The double vocal for the homo is unbelievable. We have
Thank
to play
you.
That again at some point.
Oh, we will.
Without us laughing behind it, so the kids can hear what
you're
saying.
This is the way I thought. The Viva Las Vegas song was for Tanae.
Yeah. Tanae?
For Tanae.
Who's Tanae? I never knew
a girl named Tanae, actually.
LaFonda?
The Viva Las Vegas song was for today and anytime we talk about John in Vegas, because that is her name. That's her radio name.
Yes,
Vegas.
Yes, Vegas. We agree on that.
All the Bald Things. I have to give Jarrett credit for that.
Sorry.
That was the name of that song.
He said he did a, parody of it. I'm like, oh, what'd you do? All the Bald Things? Like, it came to me immediately. And he was like, no, I didn't, but that's fucking good.
That's what I titled it on my computer. But that is a song that will be in rotation on Adobe Radio for the next 4 or 5 years.
I think Tom from Adobe will put that into actual rotation. So
I don't see why not.
Those two songs must go up on the MySpace page.
They will.
That's true. I don't know. I keep getting copyright infringement things on MySpace.
Well, stop infringing copyrights and you'll be okay. If you guys want to message us on
MySpace
or on AIM, you can message Tom the intern. The screen name is Crash Test Losers again on AIM. Crash Test Losers, and the MySpace is myspace.com/crashtestradio.
And if you want to call us up tonight with your opinions or any comments to anything we're doing, it's 973-229-6647.
Again, for the slows.
For the slows.
For the slows.
Red Bull everywhere. For the slows.
973-229-6647. 47. Spell red.
Dot dinto. That
oh
get
the
do.
So we have a
and you can go to a chat room at Crash Test Chat on AIM.
Everyone,
I still
get
have
out
no
your
idea
notebooks.
How to get to a chat room.
All right. Well,
and if you're masturbating to Josh tonight, we don't want to hear about it.
Can I have the cliff notes on all the MySpace and telephone things? And
isn't it bad when
like
you're gonna make a joke? I wish you had the crash noise right there. It would have been perfect.
Yeah. Well, I don't do it to myself, and that's the glory
of running
the
sound
effects.
That's true. All right, so what do we want to go into? There's a million things, and I don't want to... Oh, God.
Is that really
God,
a million things?
I think first thing we have to get into is the thing that we that just hit the radar.
So you're saying go for the grand slam. Like,
I'm saying
you're saying swing for the fences.
That is swinging for the fences.
Yeah, that's totally swinging for
the
fences. The
grand dragon, Michael Richards.
Okay, well, hold on one second. We have to point something out, that when you do a show on Monday nights, you very rarely have any exciting news that's new.
Nothing happens
on like a Sunday, basically.
Yeah, or
to make the news for Monday. So you
9/11
really
actually happened on a Monday, though.
God.
Or was that a Tuesday? I think it was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday.
Okay, never
mind. So anyway, the issue is that you never have anything really great in the news, and anything you do is a rehashed bit, if you will. But something came out in the news like 2 hours before this show.
Something came out. I always look on the same web pages, and this one webpage is amazing. It's a Drudge Report. Drudge Report. It's amazing. Best news source anywhere. Don't watch Fox News or CNN or anything like that. Go to Drudge Report.
So
coolest
we,
news ever.
So do we want... This is... What we're about to play is, as far as you all know him, Kramer from Seinfeld.
Kramer from Seinfeld was in Los Angeles at the Laugh Factory.
Doing a comedy a stand-up comedy
popular
show.
Popular comedy club. Doing a comedy show when apparently...
He was being heckled.
He was being heckled in the audience by an African-American gentleman. And
Kramer's racist side
at
came
that
out.
Point, comedy John ensues.
We're not condoning anything we're about to play, but this is fucking hilarious.
We are totally against the N-word. Isn't that right, John?
Yes. I actually really don't like saying it.
I don't like
I
it.
I never
I
say
actually,
it.
Honestly, to tell the
so
truth.
So am I.
I'm being honest. You're being a goofball.
No, I don't use that word.
You're full of shit.
Fuck you,
you're
I use that
full
word.
Full of shit. You're full of shit.
I'm
there's no black people listening to this
once
show.
Once or twice, but I didn't say it in a derogatory. I said it to you.
Tom and Jarrett, that's me and Tom right here.
I love that you
we get very awkward around
how
this
dare
situation.
You make those accusations to Jarrett? He does
you
not use
shut
that
the
word.
Fuck up. I will fucking rip your goddamn throat out. Play the clip.
Absolute right. Punk Newsline. Houston calls members use the N-word.
I told you we don't use the Houston word on this radio show.
All right. So basically, he got heckled by an African-American guy in the audience. And
at he
that
revolted.
Point, comedy ensues.
Well, he
kind
of
here
this
we go.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Here we go.
Listen to this.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass. You can talk, you can talk, you can talk your brain now, motherfucker. He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh my God.
A nigger, look, there's a nigger!
His voice cracks. Now let's reflect back on what the fuck we just listened to.
Because he sounds so he's serious.
He's so serious.
He's literally going insane on stage.
How do you not laugh at that? I'm sorry.
I mean, if you're there, the people do start to laugh. I guess they kind of think
they laugh before he used the word. See, what we're playing is actually from a video, and I think if you go online somewhere, I'm sure you can find it at this point.
If you go to drudgereport.com,
you're going to see what we're going to talk about tonight. So you can't go to that website.
You can see this video. There are captions. It is hard to understand, but we'll try to help you
see the
video
and like the
way.
People are actually getting up and walking out. Once
people do start to leave.
At first, they start laughing, which is the funny part because they don't realize like what like we know what we're gonna hear from it. So
well,
that,
it becomes completely uncomfortable to even watch.
Like, it's like hanging out with John.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wherever that came from.
Are we gonna continue? Let's listen to some more clips from this.
See? It shocks you.
This is where he tries to turn it into part of the bit.
Beneath your stupid motherfuckers! What was it called for? It's not called for you to hear on my ass, you cheap motherfuckers!
All right, give us a recap of what he just said, because I'm sure it's not easy to hear.
Basically, the heckler says to Michael Richards, Kramer.
This is uncalled for.
That this is uncalled for. He said, you interrupting me is uncalled for, you cheap-ass motherfucker. Now, I don't know why... I don't know why he's calling them cheap. Show. Yeah,
he was on the guest list. That's the weird part.
That's the part I don't understand because he uses that line a lot. He calls like everyone cheap motherfuckers for some reason.
That's just his thing,
I guess.
You guys have been talking and talking and talking. I don't know.
This guy's going nuts.
Too much for you to handle.
Now he's talking to the audience, asking them if this is all too much to handle. Like, almost like he's saying, like, this is reality. This is how people act. Like, why is everyone so shocked?
He went on stage. Something had to be wrong in his life when he went on stage, I think, for this show.
He was under the influence of something.
Yeah, he's Kramer from Seinfeld. That's what's wrong with his life.
They're like, dude, Kramer. All they wanted to do is slide onto the
open
stage.
Open a door and slide in.
That's it. That's all you're good for. You got paid $1 million a foot.
They arrest me for calling a black man Comedia.
All right, now the black guy he's talking to or other black people are starting to walk.
Well, I think everyone was getting up
because originally the guy he's yelling at is on top of him on a balcony.
Yeah, correct.
And now you see guys walking in front of him and they're yelling
and
back to him.
And you can hear through the video camera of whoever was actually filming.
Yeah,
it
looked like someone got it on like a cell phone camera. These cell phones are amazing.
Unbelievable
these days. Did you say people were leaving the show when this was happening?
People started to get
leave?
Up.
Why would you leave? I
it's uncomfortable. Some people are not
like
us that and don't find this funny.
That is stand-up gold right there. I'm telling you, that is amazing.
You know what? Being there, though, and watching it on your computer sitting at home, I bet they're two totally different feelings.
If I was there, I would have been pissing myself, I swear.
All right.
That's because you'd be drunk.
All right,
disgusting.
Let's get back to our club.
Wait a minute. Where's he going?
Wait. There he's calling. They're referring to Kramer as a cracker. I just want to point out. He says, the black man called me a cracker.
The black guy goes, "That was uncalled for, you fucking cracker ass motherfucker." And this is Michael Richards' rebuttal. Now he used nigga like he's trying to save himself.
Did he say house nigga?
No, he said cracker ass. You're calling me. You calling me cracker ass nigga? Now he's trying to like save himself. Like,
yeah, now he realized
say the real N word.
He's trying to backpedal.
Yeah, so a little bit. Yeah,
realized he had ruined his career.
A little bit.
Done for.
Oh, you're threatening me?
We'll see what's up.
Oh, it's a big threat. That's how you get back in the man.
That was real called for.
Wait a minute. He's not going here, Jason.
You're not funny. That's why you're reject. Never had no show. Never had no movie. Sign film. That's it.
never had no show, never had no movie. Seinfeld, that's it.
Yep.
But they have $1 million an episode. Who's really complaining?
Exactly.
Oh, I guess you got me there. You're absolutely right.
Now people are really starting to get it.
Yeah.
Got to stand on his feet. That's it. We had it.
Everyone's bad. That's all you can hear in this band.
What the fuck is going for it? Oh, no, that ain't necessary. Well, you interrupted me, pal. That's what happens when you interrupt the white man. And he's like,
chuck it out. That's what happens when you interrupt the white man.
When you interrupt the white man.
Wow.
He justified it by saying you interrupted the white man.
He's incredible. He is Ku Klux Kramer.
That's his new name. That should be his new stand-up comedy act. I see a whole new career.
Rocco, can we go see him next time he's in town?
Oh, God. I think he's going to be a hard ticket to get now.
I agree, man.
Everyone's
going to
be.
Well, I believe he's on Letterman tonight, I believe, apologizing. This was real.
Yes. This was not an act. It's completely real. And if it was an act,
it was a horrible marketing idea.
No, today on Letterman, Jerry Seinfeld was on, and here in New York, they tape Letterman at. I think it's three in the afternoon.
Me and Tom went. We saw Green Day live on Letterman.
So they tape it in the morning, and they had Michael Richards via satellite, and he apologized while Jerry Seinfeld was being interviewed by Letterman, and from what it says here, Letterman and Seinfeld both feel that he gave a very good apology. It's genuine, and he has very much remorse for what he did and what he said.
Yeah, I don't think anyone gives a shit about his apology, though,
no.
In all honesty.
I want to see it.
Oh, no, I'm going to watch. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't think anyone would take his apology for, like, I think they would just be like, you're still
should
a...
Should he really apologize, though? That young gentleman was way out of line, I think.
Speaking of which, let's go to a song. Yeah, we're going to go to a song, I think.
Only John.
Everybody got so uncomfortable. Everybody just
you're
looked
the most,
at me like,
you make us very uncomfortable.
My God.
It should have been a gunshot shooting John.
There was a quote from Seinfeld, actually, and Seinfeld was pissed. I think Seinfeld kind of almost feels like this is like rubbing off on him.
Yeah,
like,
right? Leave me the fuck out of it, dude.
He's in charge.
I put
Kramer.
You on a show that made $1 million a fucking episode for yourself. Leave me out of this.
Oh, man. Why can't I find this?
Because you're an unprepared son of a bitch.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to a song that...
Jerry Seinfeld issued a statement saying he was, quote, sick over this.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'm sure Michael is also sick over this. Horrible, horrible mistake. It is so extremely offensive. I feel terrible for all the people who have been hurt.
He doesn't refer to him as Kramer?
No. Only we do, because no one else knows who Michael Richards is.
Sure. Just said
he wasn't So I Married an Axe Murderer, though, too. I think that should be pointed out.
He was in Problem Child 1.
He was. He was the bad guy.
He was the bad guy. The bowtie strangler or something like that.
Yeah, so something along those lines. All right, so we're going to go to a song that ties in with his life and everything about him. And we'll be back, I guess,
giddy up.
After that after that wonderful song that we're going to play. So you're listening to Crash Test Radio. If you want to message us on the screen name, it's Crash Test Losers. The MySpace is myspace.com/CrashTestRadio. And the phone number for the show is 973-229-6647. And here we go.
All right, here's a little song.
A song that we...
It was a song kind of incorporated with Seinfeld. It was the last song to ever be heard on Seinfeld.
By Tom's favorite band, Green Day. Let's hear it. It's
so
a little bit edited, I think, though. It's a little different than what you may be expecting.
Radio version.
Fuck your brain, motherfucker! Close out, Tom! He's a nigger! He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh, my God.
A nigger! Look!
Giddy up.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time.
Ask me, ask man, Jerry. I'm Cosmo Kramer, the Ask Man.
I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while.
Giddy up.
Unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Because I'm like ice, buddy. When I don't like you, you got problems.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own tied down with a fucking fork up your ass! He's a nigger! He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh my God!
A nigger! Look,
there's
a nigger!
Something unpredictable. attendance right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Where did I call for you to hear on my ass, you cheap motherfucker?
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Giddy up.
He's a nigger! He's a nigger! He's a nigger!
Oh my god.
A nigger, look, there's a nigger!
That oh my god is unbelievable, and we are back on Crash Test Radio.
Oof.
Monday, November 20th, 2006.
Disgraceful.
Fuck you, Kramer.
Disgraziad.
Tom made a good point over the break that Kramer was also in the amazing best movie in the entire world titled Airheads.
Yeah, he was.
That was thanks to CSUS Bigby.
He was up in the air vents.
Has Coop had,
that's Brian.
Again on the AIM name, I don't know how it's going over there, Tom, if it's been busy or not, but if you want to message us or have something to say to the show, the AIM name is Crash Test Losers on AOL Instant Messenger or America Online.
And
or,
our phone number is 973-229-6647. Give us a call. How do you feel about Michael Richards' little outburst there?
Sliding into racism. Ku Klux Creams.
Into hilarity. I think that's creams. The funniest that the Laugh Factory's ever been. I don't really see too many good shows at the Laugh Factory. I've been there once, okay. And it
what
wasn't
is he
that
saying?
Great.
What is he talking about?
Why can't I put crickets on over here?
Yeah, right? We all need a cricket button.
I'm sorry.
We do. So, all right. Well, we're going to go into some other stuff, I think, that's touched us all in the news, like the OJ.
From a racist to a killer. We bring everything to you.
From a racist to a racist killer.
Yeah.
OJ was supposed to go on Fox, and he was saying he didn't kill. It's so fucking weird.
I don't understand what it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be like, I didn't kill her, but if I did, this is how I would have done it.
That's just
weird.
Come
on, man.
How could Fox ever agree? I mean,
That's my psycho OJ killing music.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Why would he go on and do that? Is that
because you can't be tried for the same thing twice?
He can come out and say he can kill her and he can't do anything.
Which I think is bullshit.
Yeah, that's absolutely bullshit.
But they axed it. They're not
like
gonna.
How you said axed it.
Well, that's because I closed the window with the news report that I was gonna read, and I just bringing it back up right now, and it says axed. So I'll give you a quick reading on what happened here.
They cut my segment? How dare they cut it?
Right. Nothing will be more entertaining than OJ and the Bronco though driving live. I don't know if our listeners saw it, but I watched it.
In seventh grade.
Yeah, right?
Something along those lines.
I remember I was watching TV, and I go, why am I watching this racing footage or something? I didn't know what it was.
All right, so here we go. The MSNBC Associated Press is reporting O.J. Simpson's book and TV special were canceled Monday, an astonishing end to an imaginary confession that had sickened the public at the very worst kind of the tabloid sensation. I and senior management agree with the American public that this was an ill-considered project, said Rupert Murdoch. No shit, Rupert.
I don't understand.
Who owns both Fox Broadcasting and HarperCollins, who's the publisher on the book.
They're cutting the book? The book's not even going to come out now?
That's what it looks like.
So all this hype was for nothing.
O.J. Simpson's book and TV special were canceled on Monday. But he can release his book. I'm sure there's some fucking disgraceful publisher out there who releases his book. That's not going to...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
everybody's going to fucking buy it. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if people are going to buy it. That's the thing. With the internet now, it's like people are going to want to read it. But they're not going to want to buy it, so someone's going to post it.
And it's like, how much is he's not going to admit? Like, yeah, if I did it, like
we know he did it.
Yeah,
there's nothing new.
We know he did it.
Yeah, I know, but you know damn well you're fucking curious as hell to read it,
right?
Because it's almost like fiction anyway. Because he's not going to tell exactly what happened. Because then it's going to be too similar to what happened.
He's going
to
tell. And
it's going to be his tell-all book.
And he's just going to cover his ass by saying, if I would have done it, this is how I would
do it. Now
that
Cochran's dead, he's got nothing to worry about, John. He's not going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
So, but my question for you, how did you guys find out about the OJ, the verdict, out of curiosity? Because mine's kind of funny looking back on it.
You know what's funny is I was just talking to a guy on the plane, right? And I was saying how we were talking about this, which is really weird. But
why? It's in the news. It happens.
Know.
You're talking.
It's weird.
Because you're being friendly with somebody?
Yeah, exactly. But we were saying how I remember there's like certain things in history that like I remember where I was when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
I remember where I was.
With the OJ verdict?
What the fuck are you
It's
saying?
An airplane.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
But I remember exactly where I was when
you heard the OJ verdict.
Yeah, I was in school and they stopped class and broadcasted the verdict.
They did
over
the PA.
They did it
over the TVs.
You guys watch?
You
TV?
Had TVs in your classroom? Yeah. Oh, really? We had up in kids that had to push the AV cart.
Yeah, exactly. With those straps over the top of it, so the TV didn't fall out while you're pushing it.
Classroom.
You know what's the most amazing thing about that? I don't know about you guys, but in my school. Teachers could teach like math and algebra, but they could not figure out how to work the VCR. I swear to God, every
overhead
class,
projector too would work the same at some point.
Every class I had, the kids had to play the video because the teacher would go, "Where's the button? What
or the laser disc?"
On this thing?
No, the best part was I had some technician specifically hired just to work the VCR or the overhead like.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't have that.
Well,
the kids
like,
were in charge of everything.
It was like the AV guy. But no, I was in school too. I was in social studies class, and I was I had a pager because I thought it was cool when I got into like
pager.
Sixth grade. I had a beeper.
Oh no,
if you will.
Really?
I had it in high school.
Yeah, no, I got mine in
eighth grade.
I saved my money and got one.
Although I think I was in high school when you were in sixth grade. So
it's possible.
Sense.
So old man. But anyway, I remember me and my mom set this up the day that the verdict was going to come out. If she wrote one, a bunch of ones across the pager, it meant guilty. And then twos meant not guilty. So I got the page, but I was so scared to look at it. And then I remember, like, they came over the intercom. They're like, "We're sorry to interrupt your class and stuff, but we know everybody's very curious." And I pulled out my pager. I was like, "He's not guilty. I know. I'm on page. My mom. This is no joke. My mom was. Oh my God! I can't believe I'm sharing this.
That's my pager sound effect.
I think she was picking us up, Tom. I think you were with me. My mom was in the lobby of our middle school crying when the bells rang when we got out to pick me up. And she was crying because OJ was found not guilty. She was that upset. Yeah, the bell rang.
I mean, it really affects us all a lot.
So, well, we can talk about the time you
shit.
She was crying in the lobby.
Are you kidding me?
That could have been the same day you Oh, no, that was high school. No, my mom was crying.
Because OJ got off?
Think about this. I'm in seventh grade. I'm the new kid. I'm obese, if you will, morbidly at this point in life. And my mom is picking me up, and she's crying in the lobby of the school. And this is why I am the way I am today. This is the shit I had to grow up and deal with.
That is fucking insane.
Isn't that unbelievable? That's something you would expect from Roseanne, but not necessarily from my mom.
Yeah, I remember I was in class, and one teacher came in and said to my teacher, "Hey, they're about to read the verdict." My teacher stormed out of the class and left us there. And about 5 minutes went by, and we're all just kind of sitting there. And I was in a really bad class, so like we took all the books. Like we had like shelves with all the books, and people were just throwing books because there was no teacher.
Keep
there.
Going with your story.
And
no, this was after the verdict.
No,
they were celebrating by throwing
us.
Social studies books.
No, we weren't celebrating, but we were just a bad class. And once the teacher left us for 5 minutes, so after about 2 minutes went by, and the teacher still didn't come back, we had kids in my class that would just go and grab books and start throwing them. So then the person, our teacher came back and said, O.J. Simpson is not guilty. And half the class didn't like,
and half
care.
The class said, that's bullshit. He is guilty.
We didn't know.
Well, did you guys have black kids in your school? Because I had like two.
Black. I'm did just you say black? You called him black?
Did you or no? I don't.
No.
Because I'm seeing here that somebody that was in high school with a bunch of black people, and after the verdict was innocent, they all ran around screaming, "What now? What, you know?" Innocent.
Well, that's the whole thing. It became a very
racial,
you know,
thing.
Exactly. The whole case became it.
That's ridiculous.
Which it's absolutely ridiculous. Like the sound effect you're playing. Oh my God! I'm resigning from the show today. Thank you all for listening.
So the OJ TV special will not be airing. And
it won't
the
be.
The book will probably come out of it.
OJ came out with the biggest shock in the world that he was actually guilty.
The biggest shock in the world to me was the fact that John didn't like Borat when he saw it.
Because
I just saw it over the weekend.
All right, let's go into that. But one more time quickly for the AIM name. If you guys want to get involved with us, the AIM name is Crash Test Losers. And if you want to give us a phone call, it's 973-229-6647. Just try and make it relevant, and if it's about your boyfriend or ex masturbating to a member of Houston Calls, we don't want to talk about it. Moving on to the Borat movie.
So I still don't understand. I thought it was the funniest movie.
I think it was unbelievable.
In years.
Looking back on it, yeah, it was funny as hell. But you have to understand,
even when you slept through most of it,
we have to understand. I went to go. I went to an 11 o'clock showing of it, and I had work that morning at 5 o'clock. halfway through the movie, man, I was just like done. I could have been watching anything, and I was just passing out.
Mm. I don't care, man. There's no way I was falling asleep in that movie.
There were apparently there's a lot of lawsuits being brought up. I personally think it's all staged bullshit for publicity.
I don't.
You think it's real?
Yeah, it's absolutely real.
Because I think most of the movie was staged. Personally, I mean, I think it was a great movie. I still give it two thumbs up. Rocco and Jarrett, two thumbs up.
The only thing I think was staged, which kind of annoyed me, was the Pamela Anderson.
That was definitely staged. Yeah, Pamela Anderson would have ended up in a fucking parking lot running.
With no security guard.
Exactly. That
was a little stupid.
That was staged. But I think when he stayed in the house, I think that was staged too, personally. So,
do you?
Yeah.
That was the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
It was
definitely theater.
When they made him like the rye bread sandwich.
Yeah. Right from the beginning, when the little old man opens the door and he's got the yarmuke on, I'm just going, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because you know they're the only ones in there with those two little old Jewish people.
He was telling me about this
little
on the way
old
here.
Jewish people.
I don't remember any of that. I must have been sleeping at that. I must have slept for longer than I thought.
Apparently.
So, the fact that when the. Because those little. Old Jewish people. I don't know how else to rephrase it. When they bring them the food.
I want every listener to know Rocco's looking at me with this like puppy he's dog so look. Like he's like, I really hope I'm not offending Jared since he's Jewish.
If I'm offending you.
This Jew. Jew, man. Unbelievable.
But they have like the cutest little smiles on their
face. Oh, yeah.
Face.
No, they're
like,
so
they look
yeah.
so nice to have people there. Uh-huh. And
it's killer.
And he's like all tentative to eat the food.
Yep.
And then when the
and
two
he spits
when the two cockroaches crawl under the door and go, the Jew, he shifted his shape. And they throw in the dollar bills at them. Oh. That was amazing.
No, I really have to go see this again.
The movie was absolutely great. My girlfriend liked the movie so much. I went for the first time. It was her second time seeing it, and to get her to see a movie like that, like if it was a chick flick, is usually pretty on kind of thing. But for that, it's never.
I lost my train of thought because of the song. Thank you.
I like the song though.
The part where he got naked with that other guy.
I knew you would bring that part up. I was waiting. You guys both owe me $5. I told you John would bring up the gay scene.
That was the funniest thing.
And I just made $10 off it. You keep going.
That was funny too.
That was like incredible.
Incredible?
Incredible.
It was incredible.
It was so good, John invented a new word.
I do that from time to time.
It was incredible.
Just don't ask me to spell it.
Red Bull and Sky All Night will do that. Mm-hmm. Spell incredible. Spell red. Like the color of your shirt. All right, we're going to play it with that. Let's do it. We're going to play it. We're shutting our mics. Here it is.
Johnson.
I don't like how you said you want to copy it, by the way.
I love that you gave.
Yeah,
the best part. The best part of that entire thing is the fact that you gave up at the end of it and you just went totally off time.
It was too.
You have to understand, he's been working on that for like 5 hours.
The thing was only like 45 seconds long and it took like 3 hours.
I believe it. So if you're just tuning in with us, because most people tune into Adobe Radio at 9:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're listening to Crash Test Radio.
It's the best time to tune in.
So here with me is John Secunda, Rocco Burrow, Tom Kiger, and myself, always on the mic on Monday nights.
Look at Jared taking over the official host of the show.
No, you're the real host. Trust
me. Dildo.
You have the center channel, Rock.
I'm kidding.
It's all you. Trust
Everyone's the host of the show here. Even Tom, the intern.
No, we're all sitting around Rocco, basically.
And if you look at the board, Rocco's the only microphone that's panned to the center, which means everyone hears him more.
And he does own it.
It's true. Rocco's board. So, Tom, the intern, how would you say it's been going here at Crash Test Radio for you?
It's all right.
Today
I'm really into it.
What are you earning? College credits?
When's
this?
Your semester up?
I don't know. You guys have to sign off and tell me how I'm doing. I have some form you have to fill out.
Filled out that paperwork for
triplicate
Professor Klein.
Yeah, Quine.
All right. Line. So if you guys want to get involved with the show, you're more than welcome to message us on the screen. Name is Crash Test Losers, and the phone number, if you want to call up, is 973-229-6647. Again, 973-229-6647. Okay, moving on.
Don't sit up in the morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
Damn! Moving on, the screech.
It's time to see the bus fly by. Yeah.
Do you want to sing the whole song? Whatever you want to do. You're calling the shots here.
All right.
It is the Rocco Burrow show tonight here.
What was it? 3 weeks ago about, we told you guys about the screech the porno tape.
Yeah. Where he gives what John loves giving to other men. That's dirty sound chops.
Properly entitled Screeched.
What?
That's the name of it. And
are we getting a call?
We do. We have a call.
All right, we're going to the phones.
Let's see what this
first
is
call
going
tonight.
About.
Let's see what this douchebag's got to say.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hello, this is Lisa, and I just wanted to say, can you please stop referencing last week with those low blows? Okay, it's over. It's dead. It was funny. Stop doing it.
What?
Wow. What
stop low referencing blows? Last week. How many times did it happen though? I thought we only referenced it once at the beginning.
Jarrett referenced.
I think I said
it
twice.
Referenced it once.
I think it was really funny. The whole thing was really funny. But like the whole, don't go off and talk about your boyfriend. Like, come on, come on.
That's not a low blow to you, though. No, we're not mad at you.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not picking on you whatsoever. We're laughing about this. Yeah, oh, no, okay, I can understand. Okay, let me take this one. I apologize. I'm not making fun of you whatsoever. I'm just saying I was the whole situation was really fucked up by our part to do what we did. Yeah, and you would only know that if you listened live last week. The podcast doesn't even have it, so don't start downloading it if you're curious. I'm not taking a low blow at you. I was just joking. That's like it was kind of more of like an inside joke for ourselves to loosen us up for the broadcast tonight.
Leisha, you have no idea. We're not mad at you.
Yeah, we're not mad at you at all.
We're madly in love with you.
Last week was great. We just handled it the wrong way, and we couldn't air it again.
No, I'm just saying, like, the whole, like, you know, don't call in and talk about that. It's like, okay, just say, you know, last week was funny, and now it's over.
I'm just saying, I apologize. I honestly was not making fun of you for it. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I fully understand that it came off entirely wrong, but that was not what I was going for. So I apologize.
All right. I'm sorry.
Do you accept my apology?
That's okay. Let's not fight anymore. Can we just let this go and just kind of be friends?
Everything that happened last week with this phone call, it's done.
All right, Leisha, we got to go. We're going to play the Screech
Yeah, we're going to talk about Screech having sex now.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
We're going to talk about the Screech sex tape now. Do you have any thoughts or comments on that?
Have you seen it?
I think that's kind of amazing, actually. I was quite the big Saved by the Bell fan, and I would buy it just so I could laugh.
No, well, I'm going to help you out with that. I'm going to kind of be like, what's that website where you kind of... search on things before you actually buy it to kind of hear reviews and stuff.
Amazon?
No, well, I guess it's kind of like an Amazon. I'm gonna give my review of the tape because I bought it last week and I was.
No, you bought it, yeah.
Why haven't I seen it?
As excited as anyone else to see it, and I'm very disappointed.
That's
what
I hear.
Totally worth the money. Not worth the money.
Are you hoping the Britney tape is better?
Definitely.
All right, we're gonna move to.
Wait. Hold on. You saw Screech naked, is what you're telling me.
Well, you see his
dong,
dingishlong. You do.
Is it as gigantic as they say?
It is pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. He's a big dude. So, all right, Leisha, we're gonna get to the tape. We're gonna go. All right.
I apologize. I was not making fun of you.
We're
I
not
swear.
Mad at
Stop
you.
Crying and go home.
All right.
That
bye.
Was John for a shock. John pissing off another caller for a shock.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Where was I?
Sorry, that's what I was laughing at the
your,
whole time.
Your finger was between John's butt cheeks.
Stop crying and go home.
Okay. Yeah, so...
give us an update, Rocco. Bring it on. Let's go.
I work in the city sometimes.
We don't need your whole life. I'm just asking an update.
And I stopped by the sleaziest, dirtiest, most filthy porn shop I could find in the city.
Mm.
When I tell you that there are things there that... I didn't even imagine.
You said that
you
called
buy.
Me. You told me you bought the tape, and you're like, "There's things that you can't. I didn't even know
Holy
you could buy."
Holy shit, Jared.
Such as I don't understand. I can't imagine you not knowing about
things are categorized.
No, you have no idea, Jared.
Every aspect.
Like what?
Like okay, I knew there were videos of girls getting like banged by dogs and shit like that, but
oh,
there
yeah.
is a whole section of
how you doing.
You're
can
sick
get
fuck.
You can get girls getting banged by dogs, or you can get. pregnant girls getting banged by dogs.
Okay. I didn't know. Okay.
I'm leaning toward pregnant girls getting banged by dogs.
You're right. Precious. I had no idea this existed.
Banged by Pomeranians?
Yeah, you can get all different kinds of dogs, any style dog you want, German Shepherd, Lab, anything.
Isn't that the correct
nah, you really can't. But
Pomeranians.
Pregos.
Pregos.
But Pregos. Right next to.
I'm bothered.
Right next to the dogs fucking pregnant chicks. Conveniently, are the shit fetish videos.
Oh, your favorites.
So if you want to see...
Is Screech under that then, since he did the
dirty sanctions? No, he was in the celebrity category with...
Were there any celebrity films that you didn't know about that existed?
I didn't really look because I felt so... you have no idea. I kept my hands in my pockets the whole time until I actually found my video.
That's
why I didn't want to touch anything. Because... There
you
are,
feel like there's cum on everything.
Yeah, I do. No, because
it's just DNA everywhere, dude.
Because
I feel the same way.
Because by the tapes are all those booths where guys can go in and pay a dollar to watch a video and jerk off right in the booth.
I got a funny story about that. No, that just reminded me of something funny. You can continue, but I don't want to forget about that. I think that was funny.
My girlfriend's calling. Let's see what she has to say.
Ah, Laura's on the air.
What's up, Laura?
Yeah, you fucking lied to me.
Why?
You got it from the radio station?
I got it after I was at the radio station. Hello?
Yeah?
I got it after I was at the radio station.
What?
I got it after I was at the radio station.
No, you told me you got it from the radio station.
I know, I didn't want you to be mad.
Laura, you're radio gold right now, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. The door will be locked when you get home. You can sleep in your fucking car.
What? Hello?
I think that was a shtick. Man.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Song time.
Are you kidding me?
So we want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
I can tell my story. You could leave the studio. And me and Tom, do you remember the story that
go
I'm
ahead.
Talking about? Speaking
I know
of,
exactly what you're going to tell. I know exactly the story you're going
to
tell.
Do you want to go to the song, Rocco?
Yeah, go to a song. Let him compose himself.
No, right. Fuck this song.
No, Rocco needs to compose himself. We must go to a song. Shit happens.
Come on.
All
right, we're going to a song right now. This is called The Space Between. I don't know who plays it.
Valencia.
At
Valencia.
This point, I really don't care.
This
here
is
you
Valencia.
Go.
The Space Between. Sorry,
there's
guys.
There's something strange going on in my head. It says if I were to get in a car right now, the Carolinas where I would end. And to your doorstep I would be bound to whisper the words that I've always wanted to say. And watch as the sun rips this blue sky away. Cause the colors are always changing. So stare up at the clouds, and at least you know you're always looking up. So Casey, can you remember sitting by my side on the bank of the Delaware River, talking about life?
is it in you to put the bottle down? Well, is it in me to put the bottle down?
That was the best band in the world, and they're called Valencia. You can go to their MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Valencia. Rocco's walking back in.
Hey, Rocco.
Rocco has been out of the room.
Looking chipper as always.
Are you, do you, are you sleeping here?
I don't know yet.
Are you moving in?
I'm sorry we're laughing at you, but.
That's okay.
Laura, I still love you.
Is she angry at you?
All right. Here, I don't know if she even wants me to get into this now.
Oh, God. I don't want you to. I don't want you to ruin your relationship for the radio.
Rocco's dignity right now.
No, I work on a. I work on a radio show in
the worst show on K-Rock.
All right. And I told her I got it from there because at the time I didn't want her to know I went into a porn shop because I thought she would be mad.
I thought the issue. I thought the issue would be that you spent money on it.
Why would anybody care if you?
No, she's mad because I lied to her.
Yeah, why would you lie about it? Yeah. No, we're asking.
I don't blame her because why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Why would you lie about it?
I don't know. I just felt like if I told her I went into a porn shop, she would get.
Rocco, look at me. Hey, look at me. Has she listened to this radio show?
Yeah.
Has she heard every... Hold on. Listen. No, these are simple questions. Has she heard every show that we've done?
Yes.
So how could she be surprised or concerned that you went into a porn shop? Out of everything that has come out on this show...
Well, no, that's what she said. She said, like, I know you watch porn and everything. She's just mad because I lied to her and now she thinks I lied to her.
But why did you lie? Yeah.
I don't blame her. I don't understand why you
Laura, we're on your side. We don't want Rocco sleeping here, but...
I just honestly don't understand why you didn't, like, who gives a fuck? You went to a porn shop.
I thought she would because she gets mad at stuff like that.
Yeah, but see, dude,
I feel like she would get mad at something like that.
But if she got mad at that, then that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's
nothing.
Well, I'm gonna give and this isn't just to make Laura feel better. I'm gonna give her the upper hand on this one because you had no need to lie
about
it.
No, I'm totally wrong. I know I shouldn't have. I should have just been honest with her.
So speaking of
because
porn
I'm always honest with her.
Apparently not.
No, I am. Don't fucking add fuel to this fire because
I am. I'm all on her side. I don't understand why you're
I'm on her side too.
I don't understand why you lied. I really don't.
I don't because I didn't want. I don't know because I felt like for some reason if I told her I went into a porn shop to buy the tape, she would have thought I always go into porn shops and shit and buy porn.
And buy Dustin Diamond.
I should have just been honest. I should have just said. I went into a porn shop to buy the Dustin Diamond tape because we talked about it on the air and I wanted to play it on the radio.
You were doing research.
I'm an asshole. I don't know. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry, Laura. I'm telling you in front of all these people. I love you and I am sorry. I am wrong.
And with all those people, we are at our highest listening rate ever for this radio show. We can see the stats and it's the highest we've ever had. So he means
it. Lock me out. I have the key.
We've got real life drama flowing.
I'm kidding.
This is real shit.
People love that.
So we need to go to the Dustin Diamond sex tape. Tom, do you think the story that I have is worth sharing?
About what?
We were talking about the sex booths.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I'll make it really, really quick. Basically, we were on tour.
You'd like to embarrass the hell out of yourself.
Well, no, I'm not embarrassing myself. My part, I think, is pretty fucking funny.
Oh, okay.
So we went into like some random sex store on a tour. This was years ago. I don't even know if. What is this, like 2 years ago maybe or so, I'd say.
It was a couple months ago, actually.
It was last week. Anyway, it was about 2 years ago, I think. And we went to the sex store, and there were jack-up booths, and everyone was wasted.
Uh-huh.
So I took out a bunch of money, and I gave everybody money. And I'm like, hey, everybody go into the beat-off booths.
Ew.
Every single band member in our band went into the beat-off booths.
Christmas, spank it.
Okay. Now, everyone was pretty annihilated. So I personally got into the booth,
uh-huh.
And I pulled my pants down,
ooh.
And then I just realized how badly I had to piss. So so I just pissed. I have this thing about pissing in funny places. I've pissed in some great ones. So I pissed just all over the booth. As soon as I'm done pissing, I'm like, this is disgusting. I pull my pants up. I walk out. So I walk out, and every other member, or I'm not going to point any fingers, and it wasn't Tom, because he's on the show, so that's the only reason I'm not saying it wasn't him. But one band member did not come out of the booth for like 10 minutes.
Oh, really? I think I know who it is.
What? Yeah, we all walked out. We're like, that's gross. And I'm like, I pissed on
I think I know who did
it. And I go, oh, wait, I'm going to ask the cleanup guy about shit.
Yeah.
So I went up to the guy. Now, one of our band members is still in the booth. Like, oh, this is great. Everyone's getting the comfort of jerking off, and no one feels awkward about it because we're all in the booth. And we're all outside being like, man, I can't believe he's still in the booth.
Jared, by the way, Mike says you're fired.
So anyway, basically, to make a long story short, I went up to the guy who worked at the place, and I was like, yeah, so who, like, cleans those booths? He's like, I do.
Oh, God. Jared proudly shook his hand.
Oh, why would you shake his hand?
And I licked my hand, too, after. It was really weird.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, no, so I pissed in there. Other great places I pissed, I would have to say the elevator when we were in Las Vegas because the casino took all my money, so I felt it worthy not to just piss in the elevator once, but I pissed in the elevator twice. I've also pissed... When we were recording our record, we went into this Buffalo Wild Wings, it was called, and I was standing at the counter waiting for somebody to come up and take my order, and I really had to pee really badly, and I was pretty drunk, and no one was coming up, so I decided after like 5 minutes of waiting there just to take a piss right there, so I pissed all over the front. They had like a mat. It was tile floor, but they had a mat.
In front of the counter where you were going to order food?
There was nobody else. There was nobody else there.
Why would you
fucking... Wait, listen. I'm not done. There was a mat there. So I pissed all over the mat, and then Tom stumbles in drunk into Buffalo Wild Wings and steps on the carpet, and it's literally so wet from my piss that like it like splashes and it squishes a little bit. And Tom looks at me and he goes, why is the carpet all wet? And in the most serious face I looked at him, I go, because I pissed on it. And Tom goes,
oh, gross. What the hell is that thing?
Almost. Tom goes, oh, okay. Grabs like 20 ketchup packets and walks out. Like, why did Tom take all these ketchup packets and walk out? First off, he thought that was okay, and I pissed. Tom walks out of the place.
He wiped his ass with ketchup packets because he took a dump on the sidewalk.
No, I start walking out of Buffalo Wild Wings. I see ketchup packets placed all over the place so that people step on them as they're leaving and swish ketchup all over the place. And those are the places I piss on. Let's get back to the Dustin Diamond tape. I'm sorry that I went long.
Leads us to the Dustin Diamond tape.
Hopefully that was interesting. Well, speaking of large penises not having one, we're going to move to the Dustin.
Wait, hold on real quick.
Listen, everyone. John has something to say.
I just want to tell you that Vegas just wrote me. She says she loves that place, the Buffalo Wild
Wings. Oh, it's hard. It's disgusting. It's the worst place ever.
She goes, thanks, Jared. Now I'll never eat there again.
I only pissed on the mat. I didn't piss on her chicken.
All right. Let me get into the Dustin Diamond sex tape a little bit.
All right. Give us a little pre-roll.
Apparently, at first, I thought this was a sex tape with his wife or fiance and a friend. It isn't.
No, it's not. It's older, right?
I don't know if it's. I guess it's pretty old.
Yeah, it's old.
Apparently, he'll explain a little bit. Dustin Diamond has, I guess, a weekly or monthly poker game with a bunch of guy friends. And what they do on the side is they all bring in their sex tapes. They all make sex tapes to play for each other, and they get points for certain things.
That's fucking weird.
It's called the Brotherhood of the Bros. That's their little club. So let me get into it a little bit here. Dustin will explain it himself.
Okay.
All right. It's the D-Man here checking in.
The D-Man.
The Bros. I've got something special tonight for our little club. Apparently, Bachelorettes, you know how they love the comedy shows, which they went great tonight, both shows. Thank you for asking because I know you care. But I have something special tonight, especially for Mark. Bro.
I'm assuming he's talking to Mark Paul-Gossler. Zach.
No.
For a little group. Bachelorette Party has invited me upstairs at this very hotel to the suites. And the bride-to-be and one of her bridesmaids, possibly two, I don't know yet, are going to be hanging out tonight. The other girls are going to go out and hit up some bars. But the other two want to hang out with me. So we're going to see how this goes. I'm going to bring the camera along. Hopefully I'll get to use it. And if it does, I'll score some big points and you guys will score some big laughs. Oh, let the party begin.
I hate this audio, by the way.
He's such a jerk off. I hate him during this whole thing.
I really fucking hate this audio. It annoys. He was playing this for me on the way down here on CD, and I made him turn it off because I was getting so fucking annoyed.
He's obnoxious.
He is obnoxious, man.
He's himself. He's Screech.
He is Screech. Like, he is. He didn't have to act at all on that show.
Can you turn that up at all or no?
Jared
I'm getting that it's not loud enough.
I can hear. I can handle
the
that.
People. cannot hear it.
Yeah,
Jarrett.
That's what I just
give
I
the
know.
Listeners what they want. Damn
oh,
it.
The listeners?
The listeners cannot hear it.
Yeah.
Try that. All
listeners. Right, here's a little more of
8,000 fucking buttons in a row. All right, now press the right ones.
Now the D-man is in God. The room with the two girls and
oh, it's a threesome?
Yeah, it's a bride to be and her bridesmaid. And they
that's
are
fucked
they
up.
Invite him up because he does stand-up comedy and they went to his comedy show and after the show they invited him back to his
he's
room.
He's got to be terrible live.
He's
got to like
heard.
Try and make
I've
jokes
heard.
And then he just moves right to Saved by the Bell.
Uncle Will, the D-man.
I put your mom in the mood to
Dustin
fuck.
Dustin Diamond, yeah.
Put your mom in the mood to fuck.
Yeah, Will.
He actually came up to Billy's or Uncle Will's college and he did a show. And
Uncle Will went to college?
Uncle, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Uncle Will
really
said
fucking shows.
That he was just bombing ridiculously and he just goes into this thing.
Then
like,
he just moves into Saved by the Bell.
Zach
bet,
Morris?
Right? Yeah, see?
He was a fuck.
Yeah, see? That's like, that's his only savior, saving
yeah,
point.
Works.
That was it. All right, so here's Dustin Diamond. Apparently, this is the first time he's ever used a camera and he's very giddy and excited and he looks into a mirror. God. And he just
fucking
keeps
asshole.
Referring to
so
himself
annoying.
As the D-Man.
So
ooh,
annoying.
Hey, the D-Man. What's up, D-Man?
I want to kill
obnoxious.
Myself. You're right.
Dude, I'm telling
you. Tell me, this is the first time I'm hearing this audio, and you told me
wait,
that it was really bad.
I really just want to take my headphones off right now.
So here's the D-Man's kind of rap to the girls before anything really happens. Actually, the bride, I mean, they're all drinking, and the mm-hmm. bride is kind of, you can kind of tell she's a little hussy, but the bridesmaid
hussy.
She doesn't really want anything to do with this. A couple of drinks later it all changes.
If it was Zach Morris she'd be down.
Exactly.
Dude, look at this sweet ass tub. You have the sweetest ass tub and the sweetest
like
ass
bathtub?
Bed and sweet and the sweetest ass. Oh, oh yeah,
hot tub.
I would like to see you in a tub. No, come on. Oh, come.
Maybe not tonight.
No.
Yeah.
Don't be. Come on.
He's obnoxious.
Oh, my
He's
God.
A
he is obnoxious.
Yeah.
You're right. You told me that he was obnoxious, and I, for some reason I didn't believe it, but now I'm getting bothered.
Yeah.
Really
okay.
quickly while listening
yeah.
to this.
So now
yeah.
there are sex toys. There's all this, like, because they're having a bachelorette party.
What's he wearing? Is he wearing
He's
the,
just,
the paper
you can't
pants?
Can't see him, really. He's got the camera. That's the good part about the video, because it's from his point of view. So the only thing you really see of him ever is his
monstrous
schlomboda.
Schlomboda.
But and he turns the camera to his face every now and then. And I don't know how these girls. I mean,
does he make giddy? I feel like he would make giddy faces every time he turns the camera around.
Yeah,
does he?
He's obnoxious.
Ugh.
So I wish I would have watched the
here,
tape. Actually,
you just like screeching to the club.
Here, the bride goes into the bathroom to change into some crotchless panties that she got as a bachelorette gift.
I have a pair of those that I want to show you before you leave tonight, by the way.
And the D-man tries to break the ice with the bridesmaid, who's kind of shy. She's not really kind of into this.
Well,
so
she's
here
a
we
bridesmaid.
Go.
You have a tongue bar, huh? Show me.
Tongue bar?
Come on, you can't be... Are you shy?
No,
you,
sometimes.
You can't be shy. You have a tongue bar. That's good
doesn't
for...
That doesn't mean anything.
That, yeah, huh? That, uh-huh.
Whatever.
Jarrett,
that's good for...
So I'm the only male
like
in the world still with a tongue
you
bar.
You like piercings? Do you have anything else pierced?
Not anything sexual.
No? You don't have a titty pierced?
No.
I bet you got good titties. Let me see a titty.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I know you.
Just, you know, you grew up with me, baby.
Show
me a titty.
That's got to be the best line of the entire video.
That is. That was
that
kind of funny.
That has to be.
There are some times he's kind of, no.
How long is
really
the, how long's the DVD?
The DVD, the actual him and the other girl, the two girls is like 40 minutes, but there's not that much
okay.
actual sex in it.
I have to ask a question. I don't want to know the answer, but I'm sure that our listeners do. Did you beat off to the Dustin Diamond sex
Absolutely
tape?
Not.
Oh, good. Dude,
okay. Rocco was shaking his head yes on that, too. He's
playing
a little trickery.
I wasn't that. No, it was. It's the girls are not that good looking at all. I mean, they're not porno type girls, but they're not
so you're waiting
supposed
for the,
to be
you're
porno
still waiting
girls.
For the Britney tape.
Exactly.
Fair
so
enough.
Let me get back to this.
Show me. Just real quick.
He's trying to get the girl to show
yeah.
his boob.
Real quick.
Oh!
That's how you get.
No, that wasn't that good. I only saw it for a
wasn't
minute.
Wasn't that good?
I was overreacting. I didn't. Well, I can't tell if it's good. It
yeah,
was so quick. Just let me see a little bit longer. Just a little bit long. Come on, please.
A desperate
please.
Be upset with me.
Please, a titty. Ooh. You know why? You know why I like it?
No, I.
Because it's a titty!
Oh, OD? Did she say OD after that?
Oh,
as in she wanted to OD on fucking heroin and kill herself?
This is what I picture every scene break in Saved by the Bell was like.
You think with, so? He went up to Kelly Kapowski.
Lisa Turtle.
Oh, with Lisa Turtle?
Show me your titty. Can I see your titty? Is that a titty? Let me see your... Oh, a titty!
And then you had Kramer in the background.
Exactly.
God.
All right, now the bride comes out of the bathroom. The girl he was just talking to goes into the bathroom to change into some kind of lingerie.
Why did they have... What the fuck? What were they all doing together?
They were just hanging out originally, and they invited him up, and she had all these, you know, gifts from her bachelorette party.
Okay.
And they tried
out.
So
they happened to meet... They weren't at the same function for the night, but they ended up meeting at the end of the night.
Well, they went to his stand-up comedy show.
Okay.
I guess the bachelorette party went there. And then they came up to him afterwards and said, oh, my God, Screech, you're so
funny.
That
doesn't make you want to kill yourself before your wedding?
Exactly.
Oh, what does?
So here is the bride coming out of the... She comes out of the bathroom with the crotchless panties, kind of shows the D-man what's going
on. The D-man.
And then she, as he puts it, tames the beast.
Let me see the goods. Let me see the goods. Come on, let me see the goods.
Not the goods.
Come on, let me see the goods.
Not the goods.
Come on. Oh, shit. Ba-bow. Dude, you can see everything.
This is what I picture Jared having sex
like. Absolutely.
Go fuck yourself.
Everything.
I don't know. Who made this?
Oh, come on. That is fantastic. You can see it. You can see everything. The entire world. The world is exposed. You know what else could be exposed?
What the fuck did you say?
You
want to
see it, huh? Mm-hmm. You want to see the monster?
I want to see the monster.
All right. Well, take the beast out.
His monster?
Come on. Take the beast out.
They just say, holy fuck!
Let me take the beast out.
Take the beast out.
I mean, it's got really, he's got a huge like pubic neck region, like he screeches
take
head.
The beast out.
Picture his head popping.
Oh, the monster.
Not that bad.
The monster. Come on, go to work. Go to work.
What's go to work mean?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Take the
he's going down on him.
Oh, gross. Shut this off. I can't listen to this.
Keep going.
Yeah. Work the mojo. Oh,
he's
yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Who says this while this is going on?
He's got skill, apparently.
Oh, you've done this before.
Yes, my husband.
That could also be a best deal.
She said, she goes, just with my husband. Because she's about to be married.
Oh, what a filthy whore. What a filthy fucking whore.
Do you think she's still married?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Like after this whole video came out.
Tom, give Dustin a call. Find out if he knows if that chick's still married. All right.
All right, deal.
When are you getting married again?
Shut up.
Oh, she sounds like she has that raspy whore voice.
She does.
Oh. Tragedy.
Oh God, that's really terrible.
What an asshole! He's like cockblocking himself. By the way.
Oh yeah.
He's annoying.
Don't cough.
Don't cough.
Oh.
He's done.
Here comes the D. Oh, yeah, it's me. Oh.
What a man.
Oh.
He's getting way too...
How are you guys doing?
Oh, now the other girl comes out of the bathroom.
What are you guys doing?
Oh. She's hot. She's hot. And he's mad. Oh.
We should have a Crash Test Radio viewing party where we get like a big screen and a projector and we watch this on the side of the house.
Not worth it.
We'll invite Kramer to come too, like in a Problem Child when they showed the whole movie projection wise on the side of the house.
Yeah. Well, now the girls come to their senses a little bit, and instead
that
of
it's Dustin Diamond,
exactly.
And not Zach
and instead
or
Slater like pops out of the closet, and he's like, "Hey guys,
look at me!
I was Greg Louganis once.
I'm wearing a leotard and dancing in the mask."
That's what I was gonna say. He's dancing.
He comes out of the closet dancing,
all around the room. Yeah. Now the girls come to their senses a little bit and decide, "Why do we need Screech when we have each other?" So they start getting on with each other and. The D-man
the
commentates
beast.
A little
and
bit
and all
us.
During this, the husband, the poor hubby who's getting married
oh
like
my
the
God,
next
would you not
day.
Kill yourself if your wife cheated on you?
With Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it was like who's like a hot pop star, Tom? give me a hot
Ryan
star.
Ryan Cabrera.
Leif Garrett?
If it was Ryan Cabrera or
Zach Morris.
Brad. What's his fucking name? Why can't Brad and Angelina?
We're getting a call.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
I think someone wants to comment on the Screech
let's
tape.
Try this.
Let's see what this asshole has to say. Hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's D-Man. What's going on, dude?
This is the D-Man?
It's the D-Man.
What's up, man?
Am I on the air?
Yes. Yeah, you're on the air, dude.
All right. Well, my friend told me to call up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he said that you guys are talking about my tape. I don't know how I feel about it, but you know, whatever. It's good press. You know, I haven't gotten anything done in a couple of years, so I'll take anything I can get.
This really sounds like you, so I'm really confused.
This is incredible. On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Dustin Diamond, better known as the D-Man.
Did Mr. Belding ever make a sex tape?
What'd you say? You're coming through staticky.
Did Mr. Belding ever make a sex tape?
We never made a tape, but, you know, me, him, and Lisa Turtle, every once in a while, we'd hide in the principal's office, you know, do a little thing. It's no big deal.
Sexual.
Now, I knew that.
Now, sexual chocolate.
Now, from the video, you seem like such a Mac Daddy. You have all the cool lines and all the amazing pickups. And I don't understand. How come you couldn't work that mojo, as you put it, with Lisa Turtle?
You know, it was pretty easy. Come on. I'm the Screech. Who gives a shit?
You're the D-Man.
How come you marry the heinous obese bitch then?
The D-Man breaking out of character.
Say that again?
I don't know what Jarrett's talking about. I have to say I was very displeased with your tape. It was totally not worth any kind of hard-earned cash.
Yeah, you're a fucking asshole.
But we appreciate you calling in, D-Man. Keep in touch, all right?
Yeah, and I love Houston Cole. What's that song?
Oh, good. We have another
we
call.
Have another
quick,
call.
Hang on.
We have another call. Hold on. On air with us live right now is the one and only Uncle Will. Uncle Will, what's up, man?
I thought the show was over.
No, you're on air.
No way.
In case you missed Uncle Will, he was on the show filling in for Tom when he went to the Knicks game. And before Uncle Will speaks, we're gonna get his song up right now, Rocco, aren't we?
I'll try and get it up. Uncle Will, actually, we are talking about the Screech sex tape. Didn't you see him at your college or something like that?
Screech, yeah.
All right, thanks.
What was his whole rap? His stand-up rap? You told me. It was funny.
Dude, all he said was, he's like, Zach Morris, he's a fag. he just bagged on all the other characters. Stupid.
Did he try and make, like, an actual stand-up comedy thing where he, like, told real jokes and he realized he was fucking bombing so terribly that he said that, like, in his own head, that the only thing that people care about is Saved by the Bell here. Like, that's why they're here, so that's why he went to it, would you say?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just spilled my KFC all over the car.
You are amazing.
What do you have? Do you have a bucket of chicken?
God damn, I gotta go. I got a KFC problem here.
All right.
Thanks all right, for the call, Uncle Will.
Take care of that, Uncle Will. We'll talk to you later. I'll call you later, all right?
All right, peace.
All right, later.
Do you have the Uncle Will song?
I don't.
Okay, you're an asshole.
I have it on a CD somewhere. Ah, man.
All right, we're gonna go to a quick song. And
and we'll get to the climactic end of the Screech sex tape where he performs, quote-unquote, a Dirty Sanchez. I have a little bit of issue with this
scene. All right, what song are we going to next? Are we going to Everyone's Got Something They're Running Out Of or Hey Fresh?
Everyone's Got Something They're Running Out Of.
Junior Varsity, good friends of ours here on Crash Test Radio. The screen name is Crash Test Loser. Crash Test Losers. The MySpace is myspace.com/Crash Test Radio. And we're back. Thank you for that, Rock, as a fucking retard.
He is retarded.
All right, we're going to try it again. Hey, you've been listening to Crash Test Radio. We're going to go to a quick song right now. It's the Junior Varsity. Here they are with Everybody's Got Something They're Running Out Of. And Rock, I'm sorry. Yes. He's a little fecumps. Going back to the Yiddish game.
Commercial. Cares about internet radio.
Oh my god, you guys are like fucking amazing.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, I know. I agree.
You're a dick. You're an asshole.
I just want to say thank you for having such an amazing show.
Three men were sent to change that every Monday night at 9 p.m. on iDobe Radio.
Was it over before it ever began? And I think that fits perfectly for this show.
Crash Test Radio.
And we're back on Crash Test Radio. It's 10:17. We're running over our time, but I think we're going to keep going.
I do. I believe.
We still have a couple things we want to talk about. If you guys want to get involved with the show, the AIM name is Crash Test Losers, again on AOL Instant Messenger.
And
Crash
Test
Losers.
Everyone, tell me how pissed off you are that last bit you just heard. Three men coming to take over the world. One guy to sit and watch.
It's like taking over the
There's
world.
There's going to be one guy to sit and watch while three men annihilate internet radio.
Three men and a lowly intern. All right, so let's get back to the Screech tape. If you want to call in, it's 973-229-6647.
That's why no one's calling, because me and you keep cutting yourself.
Exactly.
6647. 973. See? 973.
What are you going to say?
Fight for airtime, guys. Fight for airtime. All
right, do it this time.
973-229-ROCK is a fucking asshole.
973-229-6647.
Again, that's 973-229-6647. I'm proud of you because you didn't fuck with it.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the climax, the grand finale of the Dustin Diamond terrible,
actually,
obnoxious
before we get to that, next week on the show, you're promising me a phone interview.
We're going to do Rocco. Okay, Rocco's been all over me to do a phone interview. He's like, you got to know someone. Let's do a phone interview.
We have to do something music oriented because this is a music oriented radio station.
It is. So next week on the show is going to be Vinny from Less Than Jake. He's going to be talking about his band and the different toy companies he's been doing some stuff with.
All right.
And they're getting back from overseas trips and stuff. So we're going to have Vinny on there. And I think for the entire show, we're going to be me. I think I can speak for me.
Me, Tom. That's all
I think I can speak for myself, Tom,
ZG,
and Rocco.
I'm probably going to talk even less than I do now because I'm very nervous.
So I think I can speak for myself, Tom, and Rocco when I say that all three of us have, minus John, grew up listening to Less Than Jake.
No,
they've
I
always
like
been
less
one
than
of
Jake
our favorite bands.
You had Hello Rockview on vinyl or something like that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was
colored
mine.
Vinyl.
His.
Can I have those back?
If I can find them.
Can you find them?
I'll try.
You also have my Catch 22 on white vinyl.
If I can find it. See, here's my thing. When it comes to...
Pick it up, Jared. Pick it up.
Put it down.
You were in the worst ska band in New Jersey.
What? When it comes to like
how dare you talk about Too Short Notice like that?
The blithering idiots.
And I had a two-show stint with Face First.
You did play with us.
I remember that.
If you call hitting every wrong note playing with us, whatever.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
You're awesome.
I remember that. But no, when it comes to like interviewing like this dude, I could care less.
Yeah.
Well that's because you're a cocksucker.
That's why all the listeners hate you.
See, here's my thing.
Play John song.
Well, no, I think it's because like, you know, being friends with you guys for so long and I just don't care. Oh, God. Are we going to let this?
You're playing it again.
This is three times.
Three times is not enough.
This isn't karaoke. Please don't sing it.
John's a asshole.
It's true.
Dickhead. Dildo.
That dildo is so good.
His shirts are way too tight.
They're not that tight.
What did that say? What is that?
His shirts are too tight.
My shirts are not too tight.
Not at all.
Thank you.
John's an asshole.
I am.
Dickhead Dildo
is such a good rhyme.
Does nothing for the show.
Oh god, that song is fucking spectacular.
It is.
Rocco, you really did a great job.
Thank you. Alright, so let's get back to the Screech sex tape. As I was saying before, this is the part where the two girls start to get it on with each other. And the D-Man commentates for us.
Calls that commentary.
Oh, the black hole. Oh,
is that the poop hole?
He's looking from one of the girls from the behind.
Do moot. Yeah. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher.
I'm a kid toucher.
Watching booty.
I'm a kid.
He never did that.
I'm not gonna lie. I can't stand listening to Screech anymore.
A beef and cheddar. Ooh.
I don't get that line.
There's something you don't
suddenly
see
I want a beef and cheddar.
Whoa. I'm gonna step to the side and take a viewbird.
Oh God. Viewbert. Can you stop this, please? I can't.
Don't
you
just
want to
fucking
puke? All
right, I'll skip the.
God,
I have no interest in listening
rest.
To him
let
anymore.
Let me just
That's
get. Let me just get He's to the end where he does the dirty Sanchez. That's what everyone wants to hear. That's what I'm saying.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. Before you get to that.
It's the money shot.
Can I read the Urban Dictionary definition for a dirty Sanchez for the listeners that do not know what
yes.
it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that'll help me out because I still
when
know.
When a man and a woman engage in anal sex, then the man takes his penis and rubs it on the girl's upper lip, leaving a mustache.
Yes.
And using it in a sentence. After having anal sex, the man gave the woman a dirty Sanchez.
Yes. That is what a dirty Sanchez is.
Noun.
Here, I will kind of commentate it a little bit if you can all shut your mouths, which
I'm going to be quiet.
I didn't
I
say
can't.
Anything. What the I'm fuck? Kidding.
No one, John.
Jesus
don't
Christ.
Don't make us play this. Don't make us play this.
I'll play the whole fucking tape if you want.
Science.
If you don't shut up.
I'll put these headphones down and drive home.
Right. Science, damn.
Okay, here we go.
You are fun.
You are fun, baby.
Let me come down and talk to you guys.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, come in the tub with us.
I'm not gonna.
This is after all the sex has occurred.
Plus, I'm getting ready to leave.
We go where?
Bullshit. Where are you going?
You're staying the night with us tonight.
I'm at some hoes.
What?
The D-man is the man.
I'm waiting for a booty call. I gotta get.
Don't you think we were your booty call?
No. Okay.
You got a better booty call than us.
Look
huh?
at your ring. Look at how nice it is.
Hey!
Come on.
Stop playing.
So next time I'm in town, I'm doing some my comedy at one of the clubs or theaters or whatever. Are you guys gonna?
You know, there's
are you both gonna come
up, you
see me again?
Definitely.
No, there's not really anything.
And,
can't take it anymore.
Okay.
John's taking his headphones off.
Can't take it.
Every listener just shut Adobe.
You guys gonna forget me? You guys gonna come up and talk to me?
All right.
Yeah. Look at
it. We got.
Wait. Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Come on. Spread them. Spread them. Yeah.
Okay, this is. I should have just fast forwarded this.
Yeah,
part.
You should have.
The girl like this.
What?
He keeps putting it on. I think
the girl.
Like
we're like, hey, let's move
on.
Rocco's
I just
like,
think, I think it's funny. The girl is now on the bed, and her ass is facing Dustin and
Dusty,
the D man,
the D man.
And
by the way, we're not all watching this together. We're just
no, we're just hearing it.
No,
I don't.
We're all sitting
we don't.
I'm
have
never
the,
watching this. By the way, I have no interest.
No, it's stupid. That's what I'm trying to tell the listeners. Do not waste your time.
Yeah. Look at it. Whoop. Oh,
he just stuck his finger in.
The fish eye. Dude, the fish eye. Woo. Dude, hey, let me ask you something before
what?
I leave. Let me just ask you. Come here, look at me. Look at me.
What?
You are so beautiful. Have you ever had a dirty Sanchez? Oh.
He puts his finger across her lip, but there's clearly nothing on it or like.
So there's it's no poop. You don't
there's
see poop.
No. It's right, the
can
biggest
we get,
fucking
can we
waste
Dustin,
of time.
Dustin, go fuck yourself. You can made a terrible sex tape.
Please just get over this.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Screw it.
Oh.
Thank God.
Oh. Well, that's the Dustin Diamond sex
yeah,
tape.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So this is the phone call I get from Rocco the other day. Rocco calls me and tells me that there is a game show that he signed
yes.
me, him, and John up for.
Obviously, I'm not included in it.
No, not at all.
No, you are included. You are an alternate. And after I put it down and filled out the application, I was kind of pissed off with myself. I feel like I should have substituted John for you because I think you would probably be pretty good at this game show. I'm not saying anything towards you.
Wow.
Well, see you later.
I just think.
John, how does it feel?
I'm going on.
How does it feel? Now you know to be left out. It feels pretty bad.
I just think it's a word associated. Game show, and I don't know. I just think Tom would be good at it. He's usually pretty good.
Shut
with,
up.
Like,
just go ahead.
Board games.
I don't care.
Like that.
Now you're making me mad.
You lost your ride home and your home.
Exactly. So shut up. Now you got nothing, dude.
Okay, we got a call from the guy, and he's going to set up a live audition to be on this game.
I show. Hope it wasn't not live because that would be awkward.
It's going to be. It's a show on the Game Show Network called Chain Reaction.
Okay.
Now, how this game works is they give you the first word and the last word. And you have to come up with four or five words in between that all connect to each other.
Okay.
So let's say I gave you the word tooth, okay? The first word was tooth.
Okay.
Now they give you the first letter of the next word, and it would be like B. So tooth.
Brush.
Brush. Yeah, the next word would be
Tom's got to be on with us.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you.
You really couldn't figure that out. You couldn't figure that out. So I made up my own little list.
Okay.
For Crush Test Radio to kind of practice.
Okay. Okay. What's the first word?
I will be the announcer.
Wait, we're going to talk about something very, very quickly before we go into the game show. Is that DJ Rawstar, who actually helped get us this show on Adobe, was on Lingo. But I just find that interesting that we could be on the game show too and show that motherfucker up.
I knew someone who was on Lingo too. Apparently, I guess it's not hard to get on.
Rawstar?
I didn't watch that shit.
I think Rawstar lost.
I like Lingo.
I'm going to see if I can get Mr. Rawstar on the phone while we're doing this.
Okay, well, all right, so this is Crash Test Radio's version. Oh,
Jared. I just want to see Jared get really pissed off.
He shut that phone so fast.
I'm calling him. Let's see if he picks up. We're calling DJ Rawstar live in the air quickly before we go into the show.
That was perfect.
It was perfect.
And he's going, don't do
it. The Jews. It is a. Where are your horns?
The Jew. They are very creepy.
Answer my answers, but I won't answer my phone.
Ever done. Yeah. I have 38,000 more.
Is he listening to the show?
He was. No.
Awesome DJ Rawstar's punk rock show. I can't get to the phone right now.
Let's leave him a message.
No, let's not.
This is Crash Test Radio telling you to go fuck yourself. Thank you.
Bye. All right, so here is my version of Chain Reaction. Tom, would you like to be on anyone's team? Because it's a team game. It's three men versus three women.
How can we have teams if we only have three people?
Well, it'll have to be,
I'll be by myself.
Two people versus one.
All right, John, you're going to be the audience.
What?
Rocco, you're going to be the announcer.
Why okay. am I the audience?
Cheer.
It's you two versus me.
Okay, bring it.
All right, here we go. Everybody, welcome to Crash Test Radio's version of Chain Reaction. Okay.
Hello,
The word chain will start. The first word is ass. The last word is mouth. Now you have to come up with the words that will connect ass and to mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it, Chuck.
We did a coin toss, and as always, we respect the women go first procedure.
Don't
so Jarrett and Tom.
Wow, I didn't see that one. I really thought he was going.
I
for
thought
he
was going to go for me too.
Yeah, that's fine.
You guys get to go first.
Ass to mouth. What is the first letter of the second words?
Now this is a portion of the show. You can either get the first letter of the word under ass, or the first word above mouth, or the first letter
so
above.
Two
mouth.
I want the first. I want the letter.
The one what? After ass.
The first letter.
The leather. I agree.
The first letter thank after
Tom.
Ass is H.
Hole.
That is correct.
Yes, obviously.
You got it.
Asshole. Now, do you?
But now, what's the second word?
Do you give us the next letter?
Yeah, you can either get the next letter under hole.
Continue. Okay.
The next letter under hole is C.
Cock.
No.
That is wrong.
Why you got
John, no. Now, John, next, you get to
the
pick.
The next letter is supposed to go asshole. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, whole cock would not be. Okay.
No.
W-H-O would work.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that could work.
Gotcha.
Now, John,
okay,
you can
fault.
Either get the next letter after C or the first letter of the word above mouth. What do you want?
What's the first letter above mouth?
T.
T?
Now it's words.
So it's ass. So how many words are there in between those?
There's three.
There's three more to go.
Asshole.
Oh shit.
C blank T.
Asshole.
Now the other thing is the words don't actually have to go together, but they can relate to each other.
So am I trying to make a full sentence?
No, you're.
No, you're
you're either. It's,
so we
it's
have
a word that relates
C,
to mouth that starts
T,
with T.
Mouth.
Okay. maybe you should replace Tom with me. Asshole.
Okay.
Your time. The timer is very quick in this game. Also.
Okay. Can we get the letter after C, please?
A.
What are you typing over there?
Do, do, card. Do.
Yes, that is correct.
Whole card.
Yes, whole card.
Nice.
Okay. Can I have the? Obviously, I want the letter for T because then mouth is the next word.
Is O.
That's funny. So I came up with that one too before the show. God damn it.
Yeah, you did. You helped me with that one.
Asshole card T-O mouth.
Oh, all right, you're out of time. John, do you want the first letter of the word under card or the third letter in the one that starts with T-O?
It's card something.
Above mouth.
Is there only one word left?
So it goes asshole card and then the T-O?
No. Card, then there's another word, then the T-O.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
No. I said there's three
more
words.
Okay.
It's fair.
So it's asshole, card,
blank,
T-O. Okay. What's the first letter after card?
S.
S?
Oh, I know it.
Straight asshole card. I don't know.
You're wrong.
Shark.
Shark, you are correct.
Card shark.
Good call. Card shark.
There you go.
Asshole card shark T-O mouth. So we can get the letter after the O right now?
It's another O.
Tooth.
You are correct.
Asshole, whole card, this card shark, tooth, mouth.
And that would win.
Gotcha.
That's asshole the winning card. Thing.
Yeah.
And for every word you get, the first round's like $100, second round's like $200, third round's $300.
Sweet, we're going to win $800.
So I'm not saying that what we're doing is stupid, but this game show sounds stupid as fuck.
No, it is.
Fun.
It sounds so fucking
fun. Congratulations, everyone. Thank you for playing the Crash Test Radio version of Chain Reaction.
It's true. So it's 10:30. Is the show fucking over?
I think the show's over. You think the show's over?
I think so. We've been holding one thing. I'm not going to say it. We've been holding one thing to talk about since last week.
Well, maybe that's good to talk about next week with Vinny.
We could, yes. You know what? Let's save it for next week.
That is, yeah.
We're gonna end the show, but thank you guys for listening to Crash Test Radio. As always, myspace.com/crashtestradio is the name. About
internet research. Wrong song. Yes, thank you guys, as always, for listening. Check out our MySpace at myspace.com/crashtestradio. Our podcasts are up. They're available on iTunes. Every Friday, they're updated. Yeah. So today's show will be available this Friday.
Is that what that means?
I can't believe we didn't get a lot of phone calls today. Did people not get the phone number? I don't understand.
They don't care.
Apparently not.
No.
Well, do we want to give an option for the phones to keep going, or do we want to end the show?
If somebody calls in right now, we'll keep it going.
973-229-6647.
Or we do have a 20-second delay.
973-229-6647.
Somebody call up right now.
The first time ever I felt that you were prepared with a sound clip. I'm proud of you. Oh, man.
We'll wait.
We're waiting. We can handle it.
So,
no one's got anything to say.
Yeah, nobody's going to call in, I bet. Prove me wrong, though. Yeah.
All right.
Losers.
So. Oh, wait. We got a call. I shit you not.
You can call about anything you want.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
It's Lisa again. Don't end the show. Lynn and I are sitting in that room waiting and listening and laughing our ass off.
We have another call.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We got to go to the next call. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, man? What's your name?
My name's Ryan.
Where are you calling from, dude?
Arizona.
That's cool, man. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. You guys said to call, so I called.
Oh, well,
like we thought.
but we wanted you to call with something to say.
Huh?
All right, we have another call. Thanks,
thanks for the call, Ryan. Right.
Hey, what's going on? You're on the air.
I'm on the air, sweet.
Yeah, what's your name, man? I'm sorry. What was your name, dude?
Anthony.
What's going on, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morristown.
Oh, shit.
You sound like you're from Morristown.
Wait a minute. Is this Anthony?
Yeah, and John really sucks at that game.
I think so. Right?
Would you say that we should get rid of John? We should not have John on the game show, and we should replace him with Tom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you,
fucking
Anthony.
Hate you. I hate you, by the way.
Mazel tov.
You are cut off.
All right, Anthony. Thanks for checking in, man. We gotta go. Take it easy, man.
Douchebag.
On that note, I think we should end the show, and we are
thanks a lot.
We are going to end the show on a different note tonight.
Yeah,
guys, we'll be back next Monday. Keep
what do you
listening.
Mean we're ending it on a different note, Rocco?
How many more times are you gonna hear this fucking song, by the way?
This song goes.
It's okay, Tom from Adobe said it's gonna air every hour.
I just.
This alone should be one of our promos.
Rocco, how can we ever sign for Adam Top 40?
I know, I did every now and then.
Gee, I wonder why.
Hey, I am a fucking musical giant.
Yeah.
You're a giant, right?
Dildo part
coming.
I don't
think.
Just goes.
You're a dildo.
If you guys want to contact us, myspace.com/crashtestradio is the MySpace.
Come on, leave us a message. I want to see some.
Yeah, leave some fucking comments.
Exactly.
Get involved.
Exactly.
Be part of it.
Get involved with the show, guys. This is for you too.
I think John said we're gonna give out free Crash Test Radio T-shirts to everyone who's ever left a comment. Sorry, next week. So.
Oh really? Is John making these t-shirts?
You should leave a comment. You should leave a comment.
You're out of your fucking mind. Even if you want to leave a comment saying how much you hate me or anybody else on this show, I want to see some fucking comments.
Just you.
All right, guys, that's it for us. I think we've been on the air.
But John's
going
to go solo for the next hour if you want to listen to John's thoughts.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back on next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
It's Monday, November 20th, 2006. David Letterman is coming up in a half hour. Go watch Kramer. Thank you guys for listening to Crash Test Radio.